everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. Oh, man, we're like episode number 280-something, almost 290, and maybe we are 290. Anyway, if you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now because right below this video on calbanyan.com and only on calbanyan.com is extra text, extra links, extra graphics that just make this website, I mean, this podcast, so much more valuable. Now, I know some of you guys are listening to me audio only, downloading us from iTunes. That's okay. I'd rather get in your ear when you're walking and driving and doing all that stuff than have you not know about this stuff at all. All right. Well, I'm promising you an episode like none other because, well, first, before we get into what's special about this episode, let me do a little introduction of myself. I'm Cal Banyan. I'm a professional hypnotherapist. It's been in full practice since 1996. I've trained hypnotists from around the world, produce all kinds of training materials, and it's just been a very exciting voyage through my life as I've been working with hypnosis since about the age of 1996. Okay, that's it for my introduction. I've got my clipboard here, and it's going to tell me exactly what I got to cover. And like, not like I've never done this before. Let's see. One quick little commercial. Tiny. If you got to join us at our NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Course, the 5 and 7 Pass Super Certification Course, and that next one starts in October. You register now, and you can get in on for early registration. You can tell I'm a little bit discombobulated today because I've got a brand new, never heard before trial co-host. You see, we've got Meredith. I'm used to doing it with her. She does a great job, and it looks like we're going to have the technology all set up in time that in a couple of weeks, Celeste Hackett, the award-winning hypnotherapist, is going to be co-hosting again. I'm so excited about that. But in the meantime, I've got someone we're going to be trying out here. Let's see here. Oh, well, that's why I'm a little bit discombobulated. If I'm not as smooth as usual, it's because we're going to be using some new technology. Let's see. Before I get started with that, got some topics of the day. Everybody is buzzing about the National Guild of Hypnotists convention, how well it went. I tell you, this convention was easily one of the best ever as far as just good vibe and organization and everything coming off without a hitch. One of the things we did here is, I want to tell you, Celeste Hackett and Meredith Locker were both there. They were the hypno-celebs, very, very popular. Meredith and Celeste both did talks at the convention. I think it was the first time for both of them. It went off with great reviews. Also, Meredith and Celeste both received some awards at our Five Pathers Banquet at the NGH convention. And also, talk maybe more about it later, but I got the Rex L. North Award. It's the top award of the National Guild of Hypnotists. I'm so excited, so honored to be able to do that. You can see it. See right there. See right there. I got it. Okay. I might put a nice pose picture right below. Very proud to have been able to do that. That's really about the National Guild. They're not afraid to hold people up and acknowledge their efforts. And Celeste also received a National Guild of Hypnotists Award, so the Five Pathers are joining their list of awarded professionals. All right, here. At our Five Pathers Banquet, Ron Esslinger, the King of Pain Management, or he likes to call himself the Captain of Pain Management, got his Lifetime Achievement Award from the Five Pathers. So we're very, very excited to have him as a guest of honor at our awards banquet, along with the National Guild of Hypnotists President, Dr. Dwight Damon, and also Pat McIsaac. So it was just a great time. And now we're all getting excited, getting ready for the National Guild of Hypnotists Solid Gold Weekend. Oh, breaking news, I just got off the phone with Elsom Eldridge today, Elsom Eldridge Jr. He's one of the organizing focuses, or people that focuses on organization at the National Guild of Hypnotists. And what does he focus on? Getting the convention done and getting the Zoggle weekend done. And he told me right now he's getting out the call to presenters. And so if you're thinking you'd like to present at the National Guild of Hypnotists convention, contact the National Guild of Hypnotists. Their website is ngh.net, and their phone number is there. And gosh, if I can remember when that call to presenters comes out, I'll mention it here on the podcast. All right, so that's the news. Now I want to tell you, ask you guys, you gals out there, all you hypnosis professionals, would you help us? We're just that close to reaching 1,000 members on our Hypnosis Etc. page on Facebook. We're like 983 or something like that. So please go to facebook.com/hypnosisETC. Here's a link right here. Just like that. I'll put one down below too. And what I'd like you to do is go there and please like us, friend us, so that we can reach that 1,000 mark. I'd like to do it before Celeste comes on the show, and then maybe we can have like a little hypno shenanigans party or something like that. All right, good. God, there's just so many cool things going on right now. It's just like everyone in the business is busy. Excuse my slurpage when I'm doing the Cal only episodes. I have to slurp on camera. Normally when my co-host is talking, that's when I have my slurp. All right. Oh, notice my new mug. You guys have been watching a different mug for many, many episodes. This is the Hypno 1%er mug. It says Serious Hypnosis at the bottom. And then look what it says right down there. Look, can you see that? Can you read that? Hit pause and then read it right there. Good looking mug. All right. And a good-looking cup, too. Good-looking mug, good-looking cup. All right. What does it say? It says powerful, relentless, focused, hardcore, and very successful. And that's what I want you to be, is the best hypnotherapist you can be. All right. Oh, you can get this mug on Zazzle. If you look here on the website, there's going to be a Zazzle advertisement on there. And we have T-shirts and we have buttons. And let's see. I'll put a picture of the mug right below. And it'll take you to our Zazzle store. All right. Let's see. All right. If you are, there's the newest, hottest thing on the internet as far as hypnosis goes. If you are an NGH member, you have got to go to the new NGH members website. That is NGHnetwork.com. NGHnetwork.com. And because right there we're creating new groups, new conversation. It's for NGH members only. And if you're not an NGH member, take my course. When you get done, you graduate, you'll be an NGH member. All right, National Guild of Hypnotists. All right, it's time for my new co-host. I'm so excited about this, and I'm just going to let her introduce herself. Here we go. Oh, technology wizard, please help me out. Here we go.
Hello, everyone. I am Cal Canyon's computer. I would like to replace Meredith and Celeste as co-hosts on the Hypnosis, Etc. program. So I am going to be Cal Canyon's co-host today. Please let us know if I can replace Meredith and Celeste. I think I can because I am a computer and computers don't make mistakes.
Oh, what is that rascally Cal up to? I'm thinking, you know, I can't outsource. Maybe I can replace my human co-host with a computer. Let's see how well this goes. And who knows? Maybe one day, if this works out well, I can train a computer to do excellent hypnotherapy. But we'll start off with this experiment first. So let's get in here and let the computer ask me some questions.
Here is my first question for Cal. What's the difference between affirmation and hypnotic suggestions? Can I do both? Which is better?
Oh, that's a very good question. So, computer's a little stiff, but maybe she'll warm up. Maybe she'll get better as we go on. So the question is, what is the difference between hypnosis or hypnotic suggestions and affirmation? Well, I'll tell you what. The difference is, affirmation is typically when you just say a positive thought, something you'd like to align your beliefs with, and just in your normal state of suggestibility, normal waking consciousness, you just simply say a suggestion to yourself, like, I am relaxed, or I am confident, or every day in every way I'm getting better and better, and you just this too shall pass. So it's just something that you say over and over, and it's considered that over time, with normal suggestibility, no hypnosis, it will make a difference. Now, hypnotic suggestions, of course, are all done in a heightened state of suggestibility. So we can use the same exact statements we would use in affirmation, but first hypnotize ourselves. Then, once we're hypnotized, we can have someone say these suggestions to us, or we could say them to ourselves in a form of self-hypnosis, and with that, we would have a hypnotic suggestion. The main difference is that with affirmation, the mental state is normal waking suggestibility, normal waking consciousness, and with hypnotic suggestions, we always induce at least a little bit of hypnosis first, at least hypnoidal, and preferably the deeper the hypnosis, the better, because we don't really go deeper in hypnosis, we become more suggestible. Very good. Hey, this might just catch on. Let's see what they have next.
As a computer, I don't know much about music. Can you tell me what kind of background music you recommend that hypnotists should use in their sessions?
Oh. Hey, this might just catch on. Let me just see. What kind of music should hypnotists use in their sessions? Okay, so here's the idea. In short, don't use music that has a melody. It doesn't matter if it's country music, rock and roll music, folk music, baroque music, classical music, sci-fi music, whatever, it should have no melody. It should just be that floaty kind of new age music, you know, background, ambiance kind of music. Now, my preference is to have music like that, that is sets an ambiance, just a relaxed feeling in the room, and then mixed into it would be dynamic white and pink noise. And the way I accomplished that was I went out to the ocean. Most people don't know that before I decided to go into psychology and hypnosis, I studied record engineering, and that's one reason why I know a little bit about audio and video recording and eventually how to do all this stuff on the internet. Studying about white noise and pink noise and recording and how different kinds of constant and dynamic noises can mask background noise, what I did in my research is I discovered if I recorded the ocean waves in a particular way, it could really set the mind at ease and at the same time mix in the music I'm talking about. So what happens when done correctly, you can pick the right music and you can get the right kind of ocean recording, and you have the music set in the ambiance, the relaxed feeling in the room, and then the ocean creating a masking sound. And the masking sound, what it does is it creates a kind of artificial silence. It covers up background noise. The mind habituates to the ocean sound, and anything that's of that volume or lesser gets covered up by the ocean. So I did that, and I put it together. We use it in all of our sessions here at our center. All of our therapists use it, and we also use it in classroom when we're teaching self-hypnosis. And the name of that is the Hypnotic Seashore, the Hypnotic Seashore CD. It runs about, gosh, I'm not sure, about an hour. I'm not exactly sure on the time. What we do is we just set it on endless loop and continues to run. Before that, what we did is we had a multi-disc changer and we just had several discs in there. So if you want that, we'll probably set up a link down below where you can get to it. All right, let's see what the computer can come up with next.
Carl, that is very interesting.
Thank you.
I have another question for you. I am a computer and don't need much money. What do you think of doing sessions pro bono? That means for free.
I know what pro bono means. Hey, so this came up just, when was that? Last week. We were talking with one of the new hypnotherapists, and she was talking about, what if people can't afford to do hypnosis sessions? And then it's really up to you. Many professions promote the idea of doing some percentage of your work pro bono, which means, of course, doing it for free. I think doing sessions for free is a really lousy idea, because one of the Banyanisms is people only value what they put time, money, or effort into, and we need to have them significantly invested. I don't think I've ever done a session for free, but I may have done some for exchange. For example, some of the hypnosis videos that I show in class were done with real clients, in which I exchanged the right to video their sessions to be used as training materials in exchange for the work I did with them. So there was some exchange there. But really, the more you can get the person invested in the process, the better your outcome is going to be. Here's a quick little trick. How you can instantly, across the board, increase your success. All you got to do is double the price of your sessions. What will happen when you increase the price of your sessions is it tends to remove people who are not serious about making the change, and it causes people who do have the sessions with you to be much more committed. So pro bono, you know what, if you find a case that's interesting or that you really want to work on and you want to do it for free, that's up to you. I might do that someday. But typically, you do the client a disservice if you don't charge them anything. See if you can set up some kind of swap, of something for something, some kind of investment they can make into the process. Okay, let's see what my co-host has to ask me now.
It is time to wrap it up. But I have a question from a five-patter. If you have time for just one more, should we do the rest of five path when direct suggestion alone seems to have fixed the problem?
Okay, so she's asking me, what if you have, you know, that you're a five pather, or you're someone that has a systematic approach, and you anticipate doing more than one session with a client. And after doing just the first session, you just do some direct suggestion work, and you contact the client, or the client contacts you, or they come in for a prearranged second appointment, and they say, hey, the problem's over. Well, what do I do then? Okay, should you continue to move on to age regression work, or should you just do more direct suggestion work, since that's what worked? Or should you just set them and go and say, hey, congratulations, we're done. Okay, here's the deal. Direct suggestion hypnosis, all by itself, is not nearly as powerful or reliable as if you move on to doing the insight work that is contained in a program like 5-Path, where we go in and phase one, preparation, testing, convincing, doing direct suggestion work, and then phase two, do an age regression, where we move on to the cause of the problem, we neutralize it, we reinforce the changes as we move through the SSEs and all that kind of good stuff, move on to parts work, evaluate whether or not there is secondary gain, eliminating the secondary gain if it's there, and so on. So even in my opinion, in my experience, even after you have had great success in a first session with direct suggestion only, you want to have great results. Your clients want to have great results. So you should just go ahead and move on to the insight work, and so that you can get great results. Next episode, we're going to talk and answer some questions about age regression and age progression work. What do you think of that, co-host computer?
Okay, that is it for this episode of Hypnosis, Etc. Remember to become a VIP member and join us on Facebook.com/hypnosisetc. Say goodnight, Cal.
Good night, Cal. Oh, wait. So, there it is. Should I move on to using an automated computer as a co-host? Should I even give her a second chance in the upcoming episode? Please leave us a comment right below there, because I want your input. Can we replace Celeste? Can we replace Meredith? Can we replace Elrond with a computer? Because you know what? If that will work, if that's what you want, I'm going to get some really great computer software that has all these great voices, and maybe it's going to be smoother than this one. And hey, you know, we move on. Technology continues, and we want to grow with it. So please let us know what you think. This is Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. Please tell your friends, and remember to go to Facebook, become our friend, our fan, whatever it is on there, at facebook.com/hypnosisETC for hypnosis, etc. Become our friend, our fan, and help us reach 1,000. And then, you know, if this computer thing doesn't work out and Celeste comes on, then we're going to have like a little hypno party or something like that. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.